Simon & Schuster Audio presents Reagan in his own voice. Selected and with commentary by Kyron Skinner, Annalise Anderson, and Martin Anderson. Narrated by Linda Emond.
It's nightfall in a strange town a long way from home. I'm watching the lights come on from my hotel room window on the 35th floor. I'll be right back.
The voice is unmistakable. Ronald Reagan. Recorded in 1978, 2 years before his election as the 40th President of the United States. Reagan was a private citizen when he made this recording. His final term as Governor of California had ended 4 years before, and he had lost his bid for the Republican presidential nomination to Gerald Ford in 76. But he was still campaigning, and in more than 1,000 radio addresses like this one, he delivered his message to the voters 3 minutes at a time.
I'm afraid you're in for a little bit of philosophizing, if you don't mind. Some of these broadcasts I must draft while I'm out on the road traveling on what I call the mashed potato circuit. A little while after I write them, for example, I'll be speaking to a group of good people in a banquet hall. Right now, however, I'm looking down on a busy city at rush hour. The streets below are twin ribbons of sparkling red and white. Taillights on the cars moving away from my vantage point provide the red, and the headlights of those coming toward me the white. It's logical to assume all or most are homeward bound at the end of a day's work. I wonder why some social engineer hasn't tried to get them to trade homes. The traffic is equally heavy in both directions, so if they all lived in the end of town where they worked, it'd save a lot of travel time. But better forget I said that, and don't even think it, or some bureaucrat will try to do it. I wonder, though, about the people in those cars, who they are, what they do, what they're thinking about as they head for the warmth of home and family. Come to think of it, I've met them. Oh, maybe not those particular individuals, but still I feel I know them. Some social planners refer to them as the masses, which only proves they don't know them. I've been privileged to meet people all over this land in the special kind of way you meet them when you're campaigning. They are not the masses, or as the elitists would have it, the common man. They're very uncommon. Individuals, each with his or her own hopes and dreams, plans and problems, and the kind of quiet courage that makes this whole country run better than just about any other place on earth.
That's Ronnie, speaking from the heart. That's the way he wrote. He was very direct, and he had a way of combining what he thought and what he felt to create these radio messages. I think that's what made them so effective.
Nancy Reagan was one of the few people who knew that Ronald Reagan wrote most of his radio broadcasts himself. He wrote them out longhand, usually on yellow legal pads.